103.1 WOGB, the 70s and more. We just disagreed. Dave Mason. Dave Mason on the phone with me right now because he's coming to the Widener Center in February, February 12th. And
yes.
Dave, great show at the Widener Center. We're anticipating you playing We Just Disagree. That's a special song for you, isn't it?
It's a special song because it's probably one of my, it's one of my biggest hits, and it's a song that I didn't write. So it was written by Jim Krieger.
Yes.
From Manitowoc up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean,
Kanae, we are the party troopers. That's what that was there.
Well, Jim Krieger, marvelous songwriter, and writing that song for you and you taking it to the top of the charts, pretty impressive deal, and he's from Manitowoc.
I want to
test your Jim Krieger trivia, okay? Do you know what other song Jim Krieger from Manitowoc wrote that is near and dear to the heart of every single Packer fan?
Probably this Bears still suck.
yes.
A biggie up there in Green Bay, I'm sure.
It truly is. You're probably going to have people shouting for requests for that. I'm just prepping you for that. Yeah, Jim Krieger, who wrote We Just Disagree, such a sweet, beautiful love song.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bears still suck. How do you reconcile that? You knew Jim very well. He told
you. Well, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
Kanae, we are the party troopers. Right? You know, some brats and some liners, you know what I'm saying? That's the deal.
We're talking with Dave Mason at the Widener Center on Thursday, February 12th. And all along the Watchtower, that great Hendrix song, you had a role in that and Hendrix's performance of that, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a Bob Dylan song.
Right.
But we were together when we heard the John Wesley Harding album, which is what All Along the Watchtower is from.
By Dylan,
and
right.
I guess Jimmy heard something and I'd been hanging out with him, and we were went to the studio, and I got to play the acoustic guitar on that version of his.
That's amazing. What a talent he was.
There's a lot of great guitar players, but there's no more Jimi Hendrix.
No. Did you know he was special when you met him?
I saw him play in a little tiny club in London before he ever recorded or anything.
So you knew him before he was a star, and All Along the Watchtower pretty much launched his career, I always thought, and there you are playing on it. Wow.
Yeah, well, he had the hit, you know, that was the biggest one. I mean, obviously in England, Europe, he had H.O. originally, so he had a couple of things in Europe that were hits.
Wow.
But that one was big everywhere, and still is.
What haven't we touched on here that you want people to know about Dave Mason or about the concert at the Widener Center on the 12th of February?
Well, one of the big things that's dear to me, of course, is is the charity that I have with a couple of good friends called Work Vessels for Veterans. And please go visit it, workvesselsforveterans.org. And what we do is we're an all-volunteer charity, so pretty much 90% of all the money, whatever we take in, goes to where it's supposed to go. But we don't just take donations, because what we do is we help vets start their own businesses or supply them with the tools that they need.
Excellent.
To start, you know, do a business. So, like I said, it's not just monetary donations. We've taken in donations of tractors, of cars, of vans, of tools. So if there's any companies up there that want to throw some vehicles our way, they'll go to a very good use.
Excellent.
Trust me.
That's great that you do that work. That's so great that you give back like that.
Well, it's my pleasure to do it.
So we're looking forward to having you back in town, and I understand you will not get lost on your way to the Widener Center when you're in Green Bay because?
Because my driver's from Green Bay.
That's amazing. That's just so fun to hear. That's cool.
Fred Schmidt.
has he regaled you with stories of Packerland?
Yeah.
Well,
I think he was telling me about it. When he was a young kid, I think he got some of Lombardi's old carpeting for one of his club rooms or something.
Cool. That's so funny. That's excellent. Well, Dave, looking forward to having you in Green Bay. It's going to be an excellent show. And again, tickets still available at WidenerCenter.com. Dave, your website?
DaveMasonMusic.com.
Are you on Twitter or Facebook?
We are on all of them, I think. Mostly, I think most of it's Facebook, but I think it's pretty much all of them. Yeah.
I can't wait to see you on Thursday, February 12th. It's going to be just an excellent show. And please take care. Drive carefully when you're in Green Bay. I know your bus driver, Fred, you said, Will?
Fred Schmidt.
Okay, very good. Dave, thanks again, and best wishes. We'll see you in February.
Okay, thank you.
With 103.1 WOGB.